Yo. 1, 2, 1, 2. What it do? It's your boy, Scooter Steve.
And you already know it's Dom Cruz.
Ho.
Yeah, right. Don't forget the
hoe. Right, and welcome to another episode of Lace Rhymes, where we giving it to you for the culture and by the culture. Oh yeah. We're back. Yes. Back in this motherfucker there. Kind of happy when I'm rocking, you know what I'm saying? If you don't see the shirt, this is some classic video game shit. You know what I'm saying? Battletoads, if you don't know, you know what I'm saying? I might have to try to send you some clips of that game, bro.
Nobody knows, bro.
Bro, they do. People know about fucking Battletoads, bro. They did a game. Uh-huh. They did a collab game with Double Dragon, The game was called Battletoads Meet the Double Dragon. No. Yeah, and you could either play with a Battletoad or either Jimmy or Billy Lee, bro.
And I'm a huge Billy and whatever fan.
Double Dragon fan.
I never heard of that shit.
Bro, no. It's a real fucking game.
Wow, okay.
All right, I'm going to check it out. Yeah, bro. Oh, man. But I've been digging this store that I've been shopping at lately, been catching deals and whatnot, though, man. But it's a low-key sleeper, man. Fucking Culture Kings inside of
Caesar Palace.
Yeah, bro, they got some shit up in there.
I believe it. Is that where you got that?
Yeah. Okay. Not from that store, but I ordered it from the website. Oh. But I caught it on sale on the website.
And hold on, I just gotta ask this question. What's up? How many times have you wore it,
bro? This is the first time.
They didn't iron it for you.
No, bro, but this is how it's made. Don't judge me. It's the vintage.
I'm them. It's not you. It's them. Like right there. They could have ironed
it. It's not you. It's them. No, but the vintage has been a thing lately. Man. And I'm kind of digging the vintage look and just how on certain t-shirts look. But I mean, this one I know definitely gonna catch people off guard with this one. You know what I'm saying? So it's dope, man. They got some dope clothes in there.
Oh yeah, I see the ads. I never stepped in there though.
Oh no, the actual real store is actually pretty legit.
Yeah,
though.
It do look like yeah, that. Yeah,
it's,
outside, yeah.
No, yeah, it's real legit, and I just like all the different things that they have on there. Not only in the store, but on the website too. So I'm all like, man, y'all niggas need to stop taking my money.
Man, especially when you start liking the store, hell yeah. All your money.
Yeah, man. No, they be having some shit. Okay. The only thing I'm not spending, I'm not doing the jeans. I'll still find my jeans elsewhere because jeans are like $100 or $120.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Look, I got money, but I ain't got that money though. But look. But once the pod blow up, then we could do shit like that.
Oh yeah. It's gonna be stupid. Yeah.
No, definitely we could do shit like that, man. No, but had one hell of a week, Creed had came out. Mm. I was able to check that out. You told me that you was able to check that out. So what you think? What you think of Creed, man?
So my honest opinion, it happened too fast.
Like, okay.
Are you a boxing fan?
Yeah, I'm a boxing fan.
All right, so he beat him once and
was rich. Yeah, yeah.
And then my whole thing is like, they acting like he was an evil villain, bro. He's not going to stop unless you stop him. That don't stop him.
Right.
Just because you beat him once.
Right. And I think, too, they tried to play off of Rocky III when Rocky had lost a fight to Mr. T, the British clubber.
But
in that movie, he was already fighting multiple people before he got to Rocky.
And we seen that. It was a collage. Yeah, we seen that.
So I'm just all like, why they couldn't do that with Dame? Like, allow him
to go through
a couple of fights before, he whooped on the Mexican ass.
Right, for real. Yeah. Because I was like, you need to fight Drago. That's what I would have said.
Right.
I'd have sent him go fight Drago. Go fight Big Drago.
Right, yeah. I definitely would have enjoyed that.
Yeah, right, yeah. Go fight
and
Drago.
And then not only that, why Drago fighting the Mexican dude? Nigga,
you way bigger
than him. I'm all like, bro, like what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, that is like an unevenly matchup.
Yeah, and then when the hell y'all become friends?
Correct.
Bro, you tried to kill me.
Right.
I don't know about that.
Nah, man. But overall, though, the movie,
yeah,
it was all right.
Yeah, I like that.
Like, first, like, when I was watching it, I'm all like, okay, it's fire, it's dope, yeah. You know, this and that had some highlights. But after soaking it all the way in, I'm all like, I'm like you. Take it for what it is, you know. It's not like, greatest, like, movie of the year.
Yeah.
But it ain't trash either.
No, it's not trash. Definitely not.
No, yeah, man, though. No, but while we're on to that, let's get into it. First up, honorable mention, you know, as we enter Creed, Michael B. Jordan broke records. Gross 100 million globally, including 41 million debuted overseas for Creed 3. That's major.
And you got, and he was doing double duties, directing and acting.
Yeah. Yeah.
To debut as a first time director, 100 million, and that was in 4 days.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He didn't even get a full week yet.
Yeah, that's wild. That's the wild part. Yeah. I'm like, this nigga over here trying to do numbers like Marvel and shit.
I know, that shit crazy. That shit crazy. Because, like, you know, now the second week is usually get the people that slow to the theaters. They've been hearing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, absolutely, though. But I think that was major. Like what you said, it wasn't like super fire, but it wasn't trash.
Yeah.
But like, he could have marinated on that. Like, could have marinated on that. Or even could have got a couple of tips from Ryan Coogler, who did the last two, the last two Creeds. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just saying.
No, he didn't do the second one.
Oh, he didn't do the first one. Okay, well, yeah, he could have got him. Could have got some tips, some pointers and whatnot, though. But, yeah, definitely Rush. And I had a doo-doo-doo moment, you know what I'm saying? This nigga, Creed, out here having illegitimate child and shit.
Yeah, when you told me,
I didn't find out that it was in the first movie. I'm over here watching the movie talking about, yeah, you love them two kids more than you love me. Nigga, my jaw dropped. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, oh my God. Like, yeah. I was like, damn, I'm just in the theater. Someone like, yeah, mom, you got to eat that shit. Eat that shit.
No, when that scene when she was like, oh, this is all your fault. When he said that, I repeated, no, you wouldn't be on that level if it wasn't for her. And she came out and repeated that because, again, she could have left you in the group home. She has no ties for you.
That's true. Yeah. But also, too, let me play devil's advocate, too. She could have gave the letters to him and let him, hey, I'm here with my mom, so, but.
Yeah.
Thank you for writing me. I'll write you back to see you. It's all right. But that was dope at the end when he said, I should have been there for. So technically, mom still kind of got to eat that a little bit for keeping them letters away from somebody that was looking out for him too, as well.
Low key.
Yeah, like really low key, looking
that
out.
That's true.
Like looking out for him. Cause I mean, that was me. Like, okay, I'm getting my ass whooped in a group home.
Yeah.
He takes the fall. But this is my guy, my ace. So you're telling me you kept all these letters and you did not let me not nam see one? Mm-hmm. And then when we're having the argument, the back and forth, now I understand, okay, this is why my nigga acting like this towards me. I get why he acting like this towards me.
Yeah.
That's how I was sound like, you know, I was on a little date, and like when the nigga got hit in the eye, so like, why you ain't get up and hit him? I'm all like, you're not understanding. I already caught that in the moment in the movie. You're not understanding. Like, he caught all of that when he saw them letters, and like, it still kind of made him feel bad. Like, damn, like, I really wasn't there for my nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But see, he already told you that beginning of the movie. That's where the problem comes in. Remember when he sat down at the counter, he's like, you ain't getting none of my letters?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So it wasn't a shocker. Like, a lot of things in this movie, it kind of, when you started looking like they could have held that. We should have got that at the end with the mom scene.
This is true.
Two, why did you have to pull a gun out on him?
This is true.
You got hands. We seen you just whoop on old boy. Why did you pull a gun?
This is true.
Yeah.
You know, but I ain't gonna lie though. Yeah. He was a cold villain in this movie. As
one thing I hate, they made him a dirty fighter. I wanted him to be like a good fighter. Where he just straight up just beat him up.
Yeah, he did though. But I ain't gonna lie though, that was kind of smart targeting that nigga's arm.
Oh yeah, that was a good plot.
Oh, I was like, oh, he great really part. Trying to take yeah. him out.
For real. Yeah, that was a great part right there. He knew he can be Vago. He said, yeah, let me break his arm. Yeah. Not the Mexican dude, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. When they, yeah, but I think it got real violent, though, because the Mexican dude did hit him in his mouth and make his teeth come out.
Yeah, that was crazy. Was like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When he did that, all right. Oh, fuck. That yeah. nigga, he turned up.
Yeah, he did, yeah, yeah.
That nigga shit. Turned up. Oh.
Yeah. He didn't try that shit with B. Jordan, though.
Right.
He turned around. Ref, ref, ref.
Right. Ref, you see that? Right. You see that? Yeah, and then Duke in the corner. Now you know he's going to fight that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah,
he's going to do yeah. this. You know he's going to do
yep,
that.
Yep.
Duke up there getting mad. You don't owe him nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, nothing for real, though. Yeah, for real.
No, yeah. man, no, but if y'all haven't seen Creed, though, like, mm-hmm. go check it out. Definitely like, definitely, it, yeah. definitely a good movie. Mm-hmm. Definitely a good movie. All right, let's get into it. Commentary for the culture. Starting off, producer, Metro Boomin sells a portion of its publishing in a $70 million deal.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, lately, I want to say these past couple months and even from last year, we have been covering on seeing a couple of these producers and even DJs been selling their publishing. So there has been a major discourse in the recent of years surrounding of owner publishing. Though many artists are quick to sell off the aspect when linking in a contract, those who keep it tend to reap the rewards down the line. Metro Boomin, for example, just scored a cool $70 million for a portion of his catalog, according to Billboard. The St. Louis producer struck a deal with Shamrock Capital, who famously bought Taylor Swift's Big Machine catalog from Scooter Braun and Ithaca Holdings in 2020. At this point, there's little information regarding the details of the sale of the records that include the deal. But $70 million, we suspect there might be some Metro's biggest hits as a part of the agreement. $70 million, though. Not bad, though, but I could have went up more. Could at least got like $100 million. Like, yeah. If you had 70, you could have negotiated 20 more mil.
What do you think he got that's worth $100 million?
He got hit.
How much did Taylor Swift sell? 100 or 300?
But yeah, Taylor Swift, we know her. So
and Lil Wayne sold 100, so.
Yeah, and.
You got to look at the scale.
Yeah, yeah, and Irv Gotti, he sold his for $300 million. Yeah, $300 million, yeah.
I seen that, yeah.
But, man, but $70 million, though, man.
Yeah, but.
Because you got to think, though, he got shit with the Migos, yeah, Future,
yeah.
Big Sean.
But you got to think, that's only the beginning. Hey, that next one, if he choose to sell the next one, because, you know, I don't know if it's included, because he got a album come out with Future, I think, Friday.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not included in there. He probably know what's about to come.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true. But I'm just all like, man, yeah. though. $70 million, bro.
I sell my catalog for $7 million right now.
Sure. $7 million?
I have all my episodes. Take them out.
Oh, man. Man, can't lowball, bro.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just for me, just from that. I feel from where you're coming from, but I'm just looking at that standpoint where the catalog, where the hits that he got. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then wondering what all included
that's
in that.
That's what I said. We don't know exactly what he sold.
What's included in that. But I know for sure, like for me, I know for a fact when I put money on it, some of that shit and does have to include some of the Migos shit. Yeah, some of the Migos hits. Because, I mean, Metro Boomin, he everywhere. He be on everybody's shit, especially in the South.
We gotta take it deeper. We don't know these contracts. It may be split between them and the Migos.
Damn.
50% of that song probably. So $70 million, not bad for 50% of the songs. So I don't know.
Damn.
But I will tell you one thing. Uh-huh. White people's running black music again. Because we keep selling our shit to the white people.
Yeah.
QC sold what? They sold the whole record label to Scooter Braun for $300
million? Bro, that was stupid.
Gotti sold all his shit. Bro, white people own our music again.
Yeah, bro. you're right about that. Like, when QC, when I saw QC did that, I'm all like, bro, like, y'all literally built an empire and you sold it. Why y'all just couldn't hold out? Yeah. Or, like, even, like, I love, like, what Snoop did. Like, even though Death Row had got song, he had to fight to get it back and to make sure to do it the right way. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, hold on to the shit, bro.
Dr. Dre sold his, too.
The Chronic.
Yeah, the Chronic. Something like that. But you got to think about it. So, if you looking on, you ever seen some shit where, say, I'm selling some shoes that you got the same four as I did.
Uh-huh.
Then you just sold yours for $900? Yeah. I'm sure you wore yours twice. You can get it for $450. For real? Let me see. yeah, yeah. You see the big idols doing this shit. Like, hold on. Maybe they know something we don't. I'm going to sell my shit too.
No, that's a fact. Yeah. No, that's a real fact. That's all facts. And you know, I can't even really argue on that, man, because it's just seeing it. But I'm just wondering, like, what is the big payout? Because from 9 times out of 10, from what I hear, is that after 20 years, you automatically get all the shit back.
Okay. Well, yeah,
you get it back. Yeah. You get it back if you didn't sell it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just, I wonder why they're selling all of this shit so fast. But going back to what you said, like, fucking white people, they're owning all the music again. Hey, man, we got to stop that. Like, for real.
Yeah.
Metro, I'm happy you got your money, bro. Yeah. But come on, man. Be smart.
Justin sold his shit too.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, be fucking smart. Be smart. All right, next up, Melly Mel from the Furious Five. Everybody has been defending him, but if you don't know, we're gonna get to the root of this and what he said, because 50 Cent took shots, a couple of artists took shots at him. But we're gonna tell you here at Lace Rounds what the OG said. Now I fuck with the OG though, but this wasn't it. Melly Mel, controversial Eminem and Kendrick Lamar comments. He did an interview with Hip Hop DX, and you know, they were asking him about certain rappers. And then once he got on Eminem and said, obviously, he's a capable rapper. Mel said, if you was talking about sales, he sold more than anybody. If you were talking about rhyme style, okay, he got rhyme style, but he's white. So now Eminem was another nigga like all the rest of us. If he was another nigga like all the rest of us, he would be top five on that list. That nigga could rhyme just as good as him is 35. That records and all that, he's 35. And then not only that, also question the impact and influence of Kendrick Lamar, who was crowned the second greatest rapper of all time by the Billboard. Behind Jay-Z, according to Melly Mel, the Pulitzer Prize winner is capable of the lyrics, but has some good songs, but he doesn't translate into the street part of hip-hop. I don't know what records he made like that. He said, I might know one or two of them, but I don't think you ever hear Kendrick in the club like that. He added, nobody wants to rap like Kendrick Lamar. Nobody wants to rap like Eminem. A lot of people want to rap like Pac and Biggie.
Oh my God.
Melly Mel, love you, dude. You are the OG. When it comes to storytelling, you guys are the root. White lines, the message. I give you that. But what you're not going to do, you is not going to slander Eminem. And you're definitely not going to slander, in my opinion, one of the GOATs of this generation, Kendrick Lamar. This is what you're not going to do. Now, let's go back to what he said. Okay. What he said. He's a capable, and we're going to start with Kendrick Lamar first. He said he's a capable artist that has made good songs, but he don't translate into the street part of hip-hop. You must not never listen to Section 80. Or better yet, you must not never listen to Good Kid, Mad City.
Yeah.
That was a whole fucking album. Yeah. Like, if you really wanted to make that a movie, you really could.
Yeah.
Songs like The Art of Freestyle, The Art of Pressure, Backseat Freestyle, mm-hmm. Swimming Pools, mm-hmm. Sing About Me.
Money Trees.
Yeah. I mean, come on, bro. Then you get to Pimp a Butterfly, how he left, went on tour, come back, and still having to deal with the fuck shit in Compton that he's been dealing with. But you're saying a lot of his shit is not street. I'm not understanding. He's up here, sitting up here, telling you stories. Telling you vivid stories. Shit that you created. You created the storytelling. Because when rap first started, it was all party rap until you guys came out with the message and white lines. When y'all was talking about how people were doing cocaine, you guys started that storytelling and for the streets. This is street. It don't get any street from that. And then you said the nigga don't have club bangers. You must say never heard Be Humble in the club. You must say never heard Swimming Pools in the club. You must ain't never heard Element in the club. Mm-hmm. That's how I know, bro. You're 65. You're out of tune. Like you're really fucking out of tune. Like, come on, bro. This is going back to piggybacking what you're saying. And now, when you had said what you said, it's starting to make more sense to me when he said everybody want to rap like Pac and Big. Like what you said, it's damn near almost like we're about to approach like almost like fucking 30 years and they do not want to let these two niggas go.
And it's been 30 years since they dropped the album. Why are these numbers still, you like, if you haven't done, typical T.I., he hasn't dropped, you know, something incredible like that in a minute.
Right.
Lauryn Hill, 20 years ago. Why is he still up there?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
And then you have a problem from him being at the number two spot. I literally, I had argued with somebody today on social media about that. Then he brought up Biggie. Oh, Biggie, went diamond. Biggie is not the only rapper that went diamond. But also, too, Biggie only have two fucking albums, bro. I'm all like, look what Kendrick has accomplished. Yeah. Do Biggie have a Pulitzer Prize? No, he don't. And Kendrick is, right now, to my current standing, is the only artist in sketch in stone into that. And like what you said not too long ago, that's bigger than any fucking music award or anything that you could possibly get. Yeah. And that nigga Kendrick got 17 Grammys.
Yeah.
Like, Mel, you're tripping, bro.
First of all, who won the interview with Melly Mel? I promise you, if I walk past Melly Mel, I ain't gonna say, hey, I wanna talk to you.
Yeah, man, but it goes back to me saying this all the time, like when I talk to people on social media and everything about hip hop. Don't be the bitter old ass parent. Don't be the hater. No, and that's what you're doing.
He's the old ass grandparent.
Yeah, the old ass grandparent that don't want to accept change. Now, let's move forward. Let's move to Eminem. Eminem, like how we said, hip hop was built off of not only peace and positivity, but off of battles and competition. Before Eminem did Real Records, Eminem was a battle rapper. He was a battle rapper. Like, did it for years. The nigga, before his first album dropped, he was on a stretch in Bobbito Show, and that's how Dr. Dre caught wind of him. Mm-hmm. And when he caught, and also that too, got the tape with the one joint on there, I Just Don't Give a Fuck. Mm-hmm. Classic joint.
From Infinite, yeah.
Yeah, classic joint. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me, this guy, he don't have hits either. Eminem don't have hits, and just saying he's a capable rapper and everybody want to rap like Big and like Pop. Last time I checked, Eminem said this, his main two influence is Redman and Tretch from 90 by Nature. You don't hear Pac and Biggie's name in that.
Yeah, what year did he think this was? Because ain't nobody saying I want to be Pac or Biggie like on Lil Yachty level. They're not doing that no more.
Exactly, bro. That's why when Melly Mel said what he said, and I get it, everybody was trying to defend him, even Chuck D from Public Enemy. I'm sorry, bro. That cannot be defended. That was out of pocket. That nigga, that was out of pocket, bro. Like very, very out of pocket. And in the words of Kendrick, you need to
take
that shit off. Take it off, bro. Like, this is why you have to be in tune with everything. Yes, we are in tune with the past. We are in tune the generation that we grew up on. And we in tune with everybody that's coming out now. People like Denzel Curry, NBA Youngboy, Pooh Shiesty, even though he's locked up, ESTG. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be in tune with these people. And don't be the bitter old-ass parent. Don't be the hater. Yeah. Embrace it. Embrace the shit. Because the shit is dope. That's just all I... And I'm going to just keep it real. Shout out to my pops, Steve Singer. Before Nipsey passed away, my dad is like 54. My pops was bumping Nipsey Hussle Victory Lap. Yeah. Being in tune. And before Young Dolph passed away, my dad was fucking listening to Young Dolph. That's being in tune what's current.
And I can tell he's not in tune with what's current, because all those artists you just named who shiesting him, what's their inspiration? Do you know? Gucci Man.
Exactly.
Now, if you said a lot of rappers coming out sounding like Gucci Man, I'd be like, yeah, you fuck. And Lil Wayne, I'd be like, you're fucking right. But you said Tupac and Biggie.
Right. Everybody want to rap like Tupac and Biggie. And sorry, bro. That's not the case. Yeah, that is not the case. You have a few, like Kendrick. Kendrick says Pac influence. Oh, but also he said Jay-Z influenced him as well.
Yeah.
Big has influenced him as well. So, and many others. So I'm like, come on, bro. Like, Mel, like, you wild for that one, bro. Like, you very, very wild for that one. Like, that nigga kind of rattled my nerves today, bro.
Really?
It's like, bro, like, for real. When I saw that, I was like, oh, my God. This nigga irks so much.
I seen that and kept scrolling. It said Melly Mel, his thoughts on it. I was like, nope.
And this is what we're talking about. These niggas from not everybody, but some of these niggas from the 80s.
Yeah.
Not the mid or the late 80s, the early 80s in the beginning of raps. Yeah, bro.
Yeah,
bro, quit. And I hate using this word. Stop being a hater. Like, really, stop being a hater and embrace. Like, really embrace. I had to tell somebody that today when he was like, oh, Big went. Big is not the only rapper that went diamond, bro. And then you was like, oh, Kendrick Lamar, yada, yada, yada. They'll never be on the level as Big. Nigga, Big made 2 albums. Let It Go. Drake got hits. Cole got hits. Kendrick got hits. These niggas are the GOATs for this generation right now. And all 3 of these niggas done way more than what Big did. Quit living in the fucking past. That's just all right for me. We just went over Pac, but you don't hear me arguing every single day. Pac is a GOAT. We know Pac is a GOAT. And even where he has stood at that list, number 4, that's not bad. That's not bad. He's number 4.
Yeah.
Kendrick, number 2. Fucking deserving of it. Very deserving of it. A lot of these people are these new people that's trying to get into these lists is deserving of it.
But it's been time. They didn't just come out tomorrow. Bro, they've been out 10 plus
years. Yeah.
Each of them have, what, 5, 6 projects? What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
That shit kills me when they say, oh, they haven't been here long enough. Whoa, how long is long enough?
Yeah, bro. And then I was all like, last time I checked, I'm all like, y'all started calling Jay-Z to go
when
started calling Jay-Z to go when Blueprint 1 came out. And Jay-Z wasn't even in a decade in yet.
No, that was 5 years, yeah.
Yeah, that was 5 years. He wasn't even a decade in yet. Now, granted, he was around Kane and went around all these people, but his first musical album didn't drop till 96.
Yeah.
Blueprint came out in 2000. That's like
2001.
Well, 2001. But that ain't even been 10 years.
No,
like, not even 10 years.
Yeah.
And niggas was already goading him.
So,
what's the problem? What is the problem? And you're saying, oh, this person's not street. Oh, Eminem is, he's not a rapper. Oh, it'd be different. If you don't know, I suggest, especially about Eminem, if y'all don't know, go look up Scribble Jam 97 and 98. Like, this dude was really on stage flaming niggas left and right. And he even lost a battle to one of Kanye West's homeboys from Chicago, Ron Fest.
Yeah, I was about to say
Ron Fest. Yeah, Ron Fest.
Yeah.
So, like, yo, both of those artists, Kendrick Lamar and Eminem, they're bro fucking deserving, and they're great fucking rappers. Great rappers. And not just only that, Eminem not too long ago just got inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where he shouted out every single damn near artist that he had a list of. Like, come on, bro. Like,
take it off.
You tripping, Mel. Like, you tripping.
Bro, if I would have got inducted to Rock Hall of Fame, I would have said, why the fuck am I here? I do rap.
Yeah,
where's the Rap Hall of Fame?
Yeah, no.
I get tired of LL Cool J got in the Rock Hall of Fame. Like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Yeah, man, but I'm looking at it now. Shit is like, you know, it's deserving. You know, it's deserving. We just gotta let it be what it be, you know. All right, before we get into our Can I Kick It, we got one more, and this one is actually exciting me. Tyler Perry in the talks of why the majority stake of BET. Tyler Perry is looking to purchase a majority stake in BET amid some reports that Paramount Global is going to be putting the company up for sale. According to Variety, Perry is currently in the talks about purchase. Through fellow mogul Brian Allen also expressed an interest in the sale. The Madea creator already owns a minority stake in the operation, of which VH1 falls under the umbrella alongside BET Plus and BET Studio. He also has a long-standing relationship with the network, may give him an advantage over Allen. Now, you know what, though? I'm going to just be 100 with you. I like this because despite how you feel, he always been about the culture. And I feel like if he does buy, I feel like BET, we're going to get videos back on that network because all it just been is just none but reality TV shows. And I feel that, and that's just me, my opinion. If he, like, I can feel like having him bringing back, you know, because that was BET for us. BET, even though there were movies, so, but when you think about BET, like growing up, you think about like the early 90s, Video Soul, Rap City. And this, and what I mean by Rap City, before Big Tigger, and this is, I'm going to tell you how big of a Rap City fan I was watching Rap City when they had Joe Clair and mm-hmm. Big Les on there. Teen Summit, you know, BET News Tonight, like, you know, and then they had the little Sunday Gospel, and then, you know, Midnight Love, and then when they got into our era, Cedar's World, Hits from the Streets, Rap City, The Basement, 106 in Park, they had a couple of TV shows, you know, and then later on that night, BET Uncut, you know, and then Sunday, Bobby Jones Gospel, so I feel that he gets it. We probably might get into that space again because that's what I kind of miss. I kind of miss videos getting played instead of having to go off to like a BET Jams or MTV Jams where they're constantly running videos all day versus like, you know, we're getting videos. And that's what I kind of miss. I kind of miss that we were getting videos, interviews, certain people, you know, whatnot. Because, I mean, BET now, like, all of this is just fucking reruns and reality and TV shows. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. So I think this would be a good move for him to buy this shit, bro. Oh, shit, you got that look.
First of all, you're not getting videos. Let me tell you why. That thing right there gives you your videos. No artist is not about to sit on the couch. This is my world premiere. That shit premiered 3 hours ago. Like, that don't even work with trailers in the Super Bowl. Like, and then we're not, because they tried it. Rap City tried to come back. It didn't work. MTV Jam tried to come back. It didn't work. It's just not going to work no more. And then based off, because I look at Terry's series, I have all the fucking pluses, maxes, and all of them. There's nothing on BET Plus, bro. And I'll tell you what's on there. Todd Perry shows.
Yeah,
you know what that consists of.
Yeah,
nothing different. So this doesn't excite me at all because I know what's going to be on there. Now if it was Spike Lee?
If
Spike Lee was to buy it, Issa Rae, if she was to buy it, like, good creators create something different. Like, but that's just my opinion on it. It's just going to be full of Tyler Perry shit. But
I wouldn't say full of Tyler Perry shit.
BET now is full of,
like, yeah, like, shit. You have some, but I wouldn't say run, like, the only thing all the way through, because the only thing that I see on BET from Tyler Perry right now is they still show reruns of House of Pain. So, but House of Pain is fire.
House of Pain, I can sit here and go Google them and tell you it's like the Sister Wives or something. Somebody in their 20s, bro. I swear to God, bro. I'm like, oh my God.
No, no, that's definitely facts, though, bro. Definitely facts. Though, man.
I mean, he just added me stepping outside of who I am. He's adding to his legacy for sure.
Absolutely.
He's legendary. He has had a legendary run, and he's just completely adding on to it. He got the studio that he brought, and we're issue black films on. Him buying BET would be crazy, too. So, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely, man. You know. So, no, I'm definitely with you on that. Definitely with you on that. All right. It's about that time. Let's get into it. Can I kick it? Well, as y'all know, before we get into the sneakers, Nike has been cracking down on a lot. So, Nike have filed a lawsuit against KIYs. From their counterfeit, from the designs. So they had sent a response. So Nike ended up responding to the counter lawsuit, and they said KIY is not a cutting edge design house. There is nothing creative or cutting edge about stealing Nike's designs and replacing the swoosh with a KIY logo.
Oh my God!
Rather, KIY is a serial copycat who's profited from the international theft of some of Nike's most iconic silhouettes. KIY's counterclaim, littered with incorrect and irrelevant allegations, is nothing more than an attempt to distract from KIY's own wild infringement. And I ain't gonna lie, I like those. It's fucked up. I mean, and we gotta be real about this, y'all. We definitely gotta be real. Is this the Jordan 1 silhouette? Absolutely, yeah, yes. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Less so, but I fucks with it. I do like it. I ain't gonna lie. I will wear them. I would really would wear them because it's just something different, though. But it's just with certain sneakers, man. Like, come on, bro. It's too identical.
Yeah,
and then y'all made a response, and then Nike, you heard what Nike just said. They hitting y'all, like, you know, with the okie dokes and shit. I'm like, man, y'all can't be doing that. Y'all can't be doing that, man. Would you wear them?
No. But if I was Nike, you know what I'd do? I'd just say, hey, listen, drop. They're suing them, right?
Yeah, Nike suing. Because Nike been cracking down on everybody.
Hey, but you see, this is what people don't get. Instead of you attacking them, let's just make that collab.
Talk to them. Talk to them.
Like, just like the one with the remix with LMA, where she was going through with, what's the guy's name? Jacquees?
Yeah.
She got mad. Oh, he's selling my song. Make it official remix.
Makes, yeah.
If people are loving it, why? Why go against them?
This is true. Because
people been waiting for what they did, Adidas Bape collab.
Yeah.
Why not do a Nike and fucking, like, official Bape Nike collab?
Talk to them.
You gotta sue these people.
Talk to them. Yeah, talk to them. Yeah. And even with that, with the Bape situation, that one is still wild to me.
Yeah,
y'all waited all these years.
Yeah.
And y'all finally want to do something.
Looked at their sheet. Oh, they had making how much money? Oh, yeah. Let's get them.
I ain't gonna lie, Nike was out of pocket for that one, and I like Bape.
I think it started with that Lil Nas X shit when he had the.
But Lil Nas X, that's a different line. That's the line where they fucking made those nasty ass red boots, that Mischief shit. Yeah, Mischief. Mischief caught fire from them too because they did the Devil Air Max 97 silhouette. Yep. Yeah, man. Yeah. So I'm just all like, yo, bro, like, I'm with you. Collab.
Yeah,
Nike, y'all too. Quit being fucking stingy, man.
Yeah.
Like, y'all can fucking collab with these people.
Because y'all need brand new designs, new shit anyway. Because we're just getting the same shit over and over.
Right. Exactly. And we get tired of it.
Yeah.
Get tired of it. You get
old dusty, what is this shit called? Like? Romero's. Old dusty.
Hey, but you know what I told my Romero's that aren't coming next week, though. And look, when they do come, them motherfuckers going to be far. I didn't get the ones that we reviewed, though. But the ones that I got, you gonna be like, okay, them solid. Yeah, and I'm going to wear them motherfuckers all day, too. With a dope fit, nigga. Oh, shit, though. But yeah, man. Like, yeah, man. If, going back, like what my boy Dom said, bro. Like, if Adidas can collab with Bape, this ain't going to hurt you.
Nah, it's not.
It's really.
So you only going to make more money, trust me. Official, where we can walk in the store and go grab a Bape collab with Nike?
Come on, bro. You're winning.
Yeah.
And that'll be both brands winning. Nike winning and Bape winning.
Yeah.
Like, it's not hard. Like, it's really not fucking hard, though. But, all right, moving on. Let's get into it. I'm actually excited for this one.
Really?
Yes, definitely excited for this one because I have the highs.
Mm-hmm.
And I already said, like, you know, how dope would this would be if they did a low? And God answered my prayers with this one. So, we're getting the Air Jordan 1 UNC Chicago 1 low. And this is fucking fire. Much like they did back in 2020, the Air Jordan High OG, I got that up in the stats, mixing together with the UNC Chicago vibes for upcoming women's Air Jordan 1 low. UNC to Chicago released now to the Michael Jordan college days. When he played for, you know, North Carolina, as well as his professional career with the Chicago Bulls. And of course, you know, dressed in that black, dark powder blue and gym red color scheme, which is dope. The blue just as the swoosh in the heel and the white midsole to complete the designs. Look for the women's Air Jordan 1 OG UNC to Chicago to release July 26th at select retailers at Nike.com. And this price is retailing at $140. It's not bad. And I like it. That's and what I like about that, like what makes the shoe so dope. And certain Jordans, especially like with certain ones, it could be, it's dope, but some look better than others like that. I mean, I got the highs. The highs are dope. Like, don't get me wrong, the highs are dope. But those right there, easy. Shorts, you know what I'm saying? Some sweats, you know, tube socks. Just pretty much just fire. And I mean, and they and from what I heard too, they're supposed to be re-releasing the Jordan 1 Black Toe, but they're doing the Black Toe Low. Yeah, but that's right there, fire. Like, that's fire. You ain't fucking with it.
I've never seen a one low in my life that I liked.
Oh, my God.
Never brought one, nothing.
You don't like lows?
Jordan 1, no. I haven't seen one that I like, no.
Oh, my God, bro. There are so many good ones out there, bro.
Really?
Yes. Yes, there are some good ones. I'm still waiting for them to re-release the Jordan 1 Royal Lows and the Bread Lows. They haven't released those since 2014. So I would love to get those Jordan 1 Lows again, though. But some Lows out there is some good quality and some heat. Because, I mean, I got both of the pairs of the Travis Scotts. Those are legit. I got the suede pink and black. Those are legit. The starfish, the orange and black, those are legit. And the Mystic Navy with the navy and black are legit too. But it's just there are some good quality ones out there though. But this one, I am very, very excited for this one. Very excited because I know I'm gonna see a lot of people go stupid with these, and I ain't gonna lie. Kind of can't wait to see the females go done with these because, you know, summertime coming
thighs
up.
Eyes out, yeah.
Yeah.
They be killing it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah, man. So, I mean, I'm even though it's July, it's only a few months away. So, I mean, that's right around the corner. And I'm not going to complain about that. But this shoe is it's a cop for me. I know you're not feeling it. Yeah, I can tell by your face. My nigga like, nope. Like, nope. No, man, no. But, Jordan 1 Low UNC to Chicago July 26th. Like, it's going to be fire. Definitely fire. All right. Last up. Clot. Back with another collab. But this time, it's with Nike, and they're doing a Cortez to celebrate Bruce Lee. To celebrate the icon, Clot and Nike used the legendary Bruce Lee inspiration to the second colorway as an honor of one of the most influential martial artists of all time. The Kung Fu shoe, inspired by the silhouette, is a flexible 3-in-1 design highlighted by Chinese characters with the question and the question embroidery at the heel as a special reference to the Clot trendy game NFT known as the characters born to fight with their fists. The Clot collab with Nike Cortez Bruce Lee release March 10th, 2023, for $140 on the JuiceStore.com with a release date on sneakers and select retailers at a later date. How you feeling about these? You first.
I got no problem with them. You can take the black thing on and off.
I think you can.
I never owned a pair of Cortez, but I'm interested in these though.
I don't like them.
Really? Why? You don't like the collab or just what? What do you don't
like? This shoe look weird.
It do kind of not look like a Cortez. You're right.
Yeah. And I mean, I got Cortezes. Yeah. But yeah, I wonder if this is either going to be a leather Cortez or a nylon Cortez. Because there's a difference. There's a difference. Not, right. Yeah. Because I like for me, I'm a huge fan of the nylon Cortez. Oh. They feel better and they're comfortable.
Okay.
That leather. You have to wear them a couple of times just for the, you know, yeah, just like when, like when you have a leather sneaker, like you got to wear them a couple of times to break that leather in. Yeah. So I don't know if this is either a leather or nylon, though, but this is just, I could see some hype behind it because I get it, it's Bruce Lee, and people and weirdos are going to want to test the water with these.
You said weirdos?
But yes, I said weirdos. I did. I did say the weirdos.
Why?
I did because this is it. That is an ordinary shoot, and normally for Bruce Lee, we all know when it comes to Bruce Lee, ASICs always did Bruce Lee shit. Yeah, ASICs. Remember in the Game of Death when he had on that yellow and black jumpsuit? Yeah, and the sneakers, that was ASICs.
But you do know that they've been doing, like, collab, because Kyrie had his, Kobe had his, so it's been, like, Nike's been on their Bruce Lee stuff, and they probably see it that it's like, oh, those really sell. So let's try with Cortez. If this works, guess what? It's going to be some dunks.
You and these dunks, bro.
I'm just saying, that's what the hype does.
Yeah, you definitely right about that, bro. No, you absolutely right about that.
Once they find the color that works, they're going to put it on every shoe.
Yeah, because I seen, okay, they got this one, and I think they're going to be doing a navy and white one, too.
Yeah, I think I've seen that, too. Yeah.
They really up here testing the waters with these motherfuckers, man. And I'm like, I don't know. It's a no for me.
Yeah.
And maybe because that's a picture. And when they do release, I got to see these on somebody's feet.
Yeah.
To see how it's, how it's really, really going to look.
Yeah.
How it's really going to look and how it's going to turn out. Yeah. So, no, I definitely want to see these on the feet. But, that conclude, Can I Kick It? It's pretty much, I guess we at a standstill because you fucking with those, right?
Yeah.
Well, one for one. You don't like the lows, but you like these. Yeah, I like the lows, but I'm not fucking with these.
Yeah.
But we're one and one, though. But y'all going to be able to check this shit out. You know what I'm saying? We're going to put them up, But again, rate, subscribe, leave a comment, tell a friend that tells a friend that tells another friend. You know what I'm saying? Because, we always here. Love it for the kicks, man. And I think summer is going to go crazy. That's when summer, it's like every summer we get all the ill kicks. Like when a lot of good shit start coming out in the summer. I feel like summertime, that's always be the dopest time for kicks and music. Because especially with music, we're in that second quarter. And that's when everybody want to start. Want to start dropping all the hard shit. All right. Let's get into it. Check the rhyme. Again, like what I said, I am very, 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 very happy because we're getting the releases. Music is coming back out again, and I'm excited. Now, first up on the list, it is going to be Young Nudy.
Gumbo.
Yep, Gumbo. Now, if y'all don't know Young Nudy, L, dope lyricist, heard him a lot on the Dreamville Revenge of the Dreamers Volume 3 on that project because they put him out on there a lot. Had a couple of songs here and there, though. But now he got his own with Gumbo. And it's 13 tracks, 44 minutes long, And what you think, Dom?
The second one was a banger.
Pancake.
You know what? He sounds like Young Thug, though.
Yeah, he do.
He's my first introduction to Young Nudy.
Oh, okay. It does. Pancake does give that flow, but Pancake does slap though.
Yeah, it does. When that beat drop came in, I was like, damn.
And then Pop Roast with Key Glock. MRE, McChicken, Okra, Peaches and Eggplant, Shrimp. Which was one of my favorites. I like the shrimp. Shrimp was dope. Duck meat, fish and chips, high grease, and passion fruit. And I just noticed this nigga really named all his tracks.
With food.
With food. Like, really with food. Brussels sprout, pancake, know what I'm saying?
You're right about that.
So, I mean, like, it was just, just something smooth, though. And then, you're going to be able to hear him grow as an artist. So, but, yeah, man, we'll get into this little pancake a little bit. Yeah, but I'm like you. This is fire, too.
You sound like White Tee.
Yeah.
All this fucking money, baby. I can't never cuff you. We can kick it. I won't trust you. You ain't fucking get up out this spot, baby, girl. I'm a rush you. And this chopper right here.
I don't sound like Tupac or Biggie to me.
Right. Right. They need to be like Frozen. Let it go. Let it go. No, facts though. But I'm like you, man. He's still, building a repertoire and building a buzz, so I can't wait to hear a lot more from Young Nudy. And yeah. like from what I heard, this wasn't bad. Yeah. This definitely wasn't a bad project. And you know, 13 tracks, 44 minutes, he was in and out. And I kinda like that. No, yeah.
I would have think it'd have been dope. I'm gonna tell you how. Mm-hmm. If he would have named all his songs Things He Put in His Gumbo.
That's then, right.
Remember
that
Good
been
Kid,
dope.
Mad City, for the people that wasn't Kendrick fans, what'd you tell them? You told them, it's like a movie. You put it all together at the end. Mm-hmm. Like, what? Okay, I gotta listen to that. Well, damn, you can play it backwards.
Yeah.
When you tell people things that, like, oh, he put everything in his gumbo, we gotta listen to it. Oh shit, okay, I'm gonna listen to that.
Oh yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, no, yeah. That yeah, I'm with you. That would have been dope if you would have seen, like, you know, rice, sausage, crab legs, you know, shrimp, crawfish. Yep. Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah. But I mean, like, got a few. Like, he named one okra, shrimp, you know, hot grease.
Yeah.
Brussels sprouts.
Gumbo. Nigga got a keto gumbo.
Right. Right. Niggas don't eat Brussels sprouts and gumbo. No, though, but this is pretty smooth though. Yeah. So I mean I can't complain though. So if y'all ain't never checked that out, go ahead and check out Gumbo by Young Nudy. You won't be disappointed. All right, next up. This one, I actually enjoyed this one a lot. A lot. Man. Like, definitely enjoy this one, man. You know, she comes, I wouldn't say from the Griselda camp, but
it sounds like it.
She's affiliated. Like she's affiliated.
That sounds very
with
like
them.
It. Yeah, because I never heard of this person.
Yeah, yeah, she's affiliated with them.
And
like,
as soon as
yeah.
I heard it, I was like, this sounds like some Griselda. Yeah, shit.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's the one and only Shay Noor, and Now Never with Big Ghost. And I can't front this project, which is it just was amazing from beginning to end, especially how. The intro, I love the intro, how she explained her influence, and then how her mom went back and put her on, like, the people she grew up on, Queen Latifah, MC Light, and all of them, she would gravitate towards them.
My question is, how old is she, do you know?
I don't know, but I feel like she's young, bro.
Really? She sounds like 40 on that mic.
You think so?
Yeah, bro, like how poised, not like a bad thing, how poised she is, like she's been through some shit.
No, absolutely, and she has a fucking great substance.
Yeah,
behind,
every fucking bar was. Every bar was.
No, yeah, behind like every fucking bar and everything that like she was fucking rapping about was just fucking amazing,
first,
bro.
I thought it was a dude because the cover don't show too much, and she said, "Thinking back to the days where I still had cartoons on my panties, I'm like, whoa, wait, hold on,
bro."
Yeah, she called me and said, hold on.
Bro, look, I said 30. Boy, I was wrong. She 28.
Get the fuck out
she
of here.
She 28. Oh, bro, she is. Bro, she 28.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she a little cutie patootie, too. But, bro, her, no, she's dope. No, she's dope. And, yeah, man, super, super dope. Resilience, fire.
Yeah.
Sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
Fire. And then I think this is another fire one to me was Quiet Moves. This was fire to me. And whoever did this beat was just amazing, man.
Just rap.
Right.
She reminded me just rap.
Right. She rapping. Right.
The niggas that y'all hide every off track, like they don't rap that next.
Right.
Flashback rhymes. Nah, nigga, pass that mic. And if you clap once at me, then I'ma clap back twice. And watch your body on the news as I relax at night.
Like,
in times of struggle, had nowhere to turn, that's when I miss my dad. Sometimes I grieve the parent that I wish I had. Got it on my own, I got it slow, then I flipped it fast.
And then America's caps lock, and then another one. This one, bro, a low altitude.
Yeah,
like this was well put together.
Look, took some years for me to know I was the best. Thought I needed plaques and hit records for some success. Couldn't see my talent, I had to grind with no help. Then got fans and critics saying I don't write for myself. Damn. They don't know, I almost gave up on this shit. Took some losses, was scared to take another risk. Niggas telling me to rap a certain way to get a deal. Tried to tell me that my image won't work, I did it still.
And that's what I love. Yeah, like, I love, like, she was telling her story how, and this is no disrespect, but when I talk to my female homegirls, and when I ask them, what do you guys like the current state of women hip-hop? And I'm going to keep it real. A lot of them say they don't like it because they don't have no substance.
It's always pussy.
Yeah. And then the ones that have substance, you're not paying attention to them. You're not paying attention to a Rhapsody. You're not paying attention to T.R. Wack. You're not paying attention to No Name, Snow the Product. I mean, Vel the Wonder. I could go on and on and on. But this is substance. Nigga, when she had said, when I went into the label and they said my image won't sell, I said, fuck them and did it anyway. She got fucking fans, bro.
I was driving down MOK when I heard it. I remember exactly where I was.
Bro, and she's been out for a minute and she's been grinding and grinding and grinding, though. But this is here at Lace Rhymes, our first time reviewing Shay Nora and bro.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
Best album that we didn't like of this week, of this episode that we didn't review this far.
Yeah.
Like, this didn't let up at all. Like, and then fucking you get the brilliance with Sky Zoo and D Styles, and then the last track, Bad Apples.
Yeah, Bad Apples was a motherfucker.
Yeah. Bad Apples is fine. Now, the only thing I'm mad about, Shay, you could have gave us three more tracks. I mean, Nine was dope, like, I could have inched for just a little bit more, like three more, like three more, because like it was fire from beginning to end.
I think she could have laid off the features a little bit.
Okay.
Because
she was cooking by herself.
She was cooking by herself. For real, Because I think it was eight tracks?
No, nine.
Nine, was, about six of them was features, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like, each track that had a feature had two people on it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, no, but that was just, oh my God.
Yeah.
Fucking phenomenal.
Yeah. It was it's up there with that Logic one we reviewed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Up there with Logic and the Don Toliver.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, man. But Shay Nora, like, this is what I'm talking about. Like we like all types of raps, but ain't none like when you're getting good lyrical substance.
Yeah.
This is pure lyrical substance. This is rap. This is where rap sometimes needs to be at some points. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. We like our little Dirks. We like our Pooh Shices. We like our ESGs. We like all that shit though, but ain't nothing like some good pure lyrical substance.
And I'm gonna tell you why you can relate to it so much. You know why? Because she never said once how good her pussy was. It was just about real life shit that she went through that you can relate to.
Exactly. Yeah. And her fighting the industry, her fighting for her career and fighting what
you
she
can
believed
relate to that
what she
right
believes
now,
in.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. Like this, man. That's Shay Nor. Oh my God.
And it was no money rap. It was no my jewelry this big type thing. It was just literally life bars, like life lessons. That's what one of the things we are missing in everything.
No, yeah, absolutely. So this was another good breath of fresh air. Yeah. Like really, really breath of fresh air. So here, I'm putting the stamp. I know my nigga Dom putting the stamp on this. Shay fucking Nor, Now or Never. You won't be disappointed at all.
The title.
It catches you right there.
For real.
Like it definitely catches you. You know, so I mean it was dope.
Definitely about to catch that phone call.
All right, no, I'm not. You crazy. And tell them I'm recording, I'll call you back.
I record hours are from 9 to 5.
Big Red. Right, my office Red. Hours are real. From 9 to 5.
That nigga came at 5:59.
Right. I can't stand you, bro. All right. Last up. Y'all knew this was coming, so we were going to do this anyway.
I thought you were
going to
take it out.
Nah, man. I had to. We had to do it. It was only right though. So I mean, take some good and the bad with it. Creed 3 soundtrack. The whole soundtrack was done by Dreamville. So, we're going to get into it. First track. I actually like this. Oh,
you
man.
You paid your Apple Music bill?
Yes, I did pay my Apple Music bill. It just wasn't playing for me. It just been, you know what though? That soundtrack has been tripping. So I was playing that. Yeah, no, yeah, I was playing the soundtrack majority off my SoundCloud though. To keep it
really?
Real, yeah, yeah, to keep it real with you. Yeah, though. So let's get into it.
Everybody wanna be a real nigga, but are you willing to die?
Great opener
hill,
for
nigga?
A soundtrack.
Reverse the roles, how the fuck you gon' feel, nigga? Talk a big game, cause I've been up in the field, nigga. Culture. Culture, gotta get key from the vultures. Culture, melanated soldier. Culture.
And my family from the drug culture. Moved to Baltimore just to have the plug closer.
But are you willing to die?
Okay,
on
let's
hill,
get
nigga?
To Reason. I know, think, yeah, Reason had the best
nigga.
Bar on here.
He's from TDE.
No, but culture, yeah, culture. That. But no, but like, let's hear his line though. Okay. Like, Mez and Simba was dope, but come on, look. Reason, you can't deny this. Just
yeah,
listen.
Yeah, yeah. Look, if niggas talking culture, I got lots to speak on. We ain't buying that bullshit. We need our refund. Started from the bottom like tree trunks. Three trunks, past, present, future, Vegeta, son. What he on? It's Reason.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Turn that shit off, bro.
Come on, bro.
Turn that off, bro. Wow.
Come on, bro.
Whoa, what was
that? That nigga said, bro,
yeah,
come, nigga,
that?
I want a refund, nigga. Past, present, and future, like trunks. I'm like Vegeta, like his son. What we on is Reason. Stop playing with that nigga, bro. And you know what I noticed? That's why I keep saying they feature this nigga a lot on their project, on their projects, because they,
yeah,
they trying to get that blueprint.
Yeah.
They trying to get that blueprint.
Damn. Okay. I ain't hear that part. My
bro,
God. Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah, see?
And y'all
okay.
Need, bro, that's what I said. Like, no bias, so,
okay,
but...
No, I hear it, I hear it.
Them niggas be cooking.
Yeah, yeah,
Them niggas definitely be cooking, bro. Definitely be crooking. But culture, great way to start off the soundtrack. I'm not gonna lie. It was dope. Like, you know, great fucking opener. And I wish that would have been in the movie. They didn't play culture in the fucking movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, get to this.
My boy.
My boy was all right.
Yeah, it was all right.
It was all right.
It was all right.
Then you get to the anthem. When
anthem was
you,
fire.
Anthem was okay.
Oh my God.
It was okay. And then of course
that Big Sean one was fire.
And then this, of course, this nigga gives us only a minute of this. He could have gave us, bro, you could have gave us 3:16 on this. I would have loved 3:16, bro.
Yeah, no,
this is what
yeah,
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You and it's that time. And this was dope.
Ain't just ain't the same for young Jermaine. Still underrated, but far from underpaid. And those
you know, sampling the drain to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Stomach rumbles could humble thunder.
They couldn't afford to watch
still
the sample,
fueled
bro.
By the ones that slumber, to stand out amongst
now,
the one.
Now, my problem, and this is my problem yeah, with that track.
Mm-hmm.
Love the interlude.
Yeah.
But wasn't long enough. And this is my problem with him. Mm-hmm. He's up there sometimes. You're trying to play the young man game.
Yeah.
Stop it. Mm-hmm. Stop it. Because this reminds me so much of, what was it? What was
the one
it
on DJ Khaled?
No, what was his last album name?
What the hell was it?
The Off Season.
Yeah.
Okay, the Off Season.
When he had the interlude?
No, not the interlude. Okay. He has his track on the Off Season called "Punching the Clock."
Okay.
Super fire.
Yeah.
But Punching the Clock is only a minute and 15 seconds long.
Yeah.
You could have gave us, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Could have gave us two more 16s mm-hmm. on this.
Okay.
Now, if you would have gave us two more 16s on here, oh, yeah, I would have been like, oh, I'm definitely fucking
so
with
So you
this.
Wanted a full song?
Yeah.
You know how rare that is to get three verses nowadays?
You could have gave us two.
Yeah.
You could have gave us two 16s.
Yeah, you could have gave us two.
But yeah,
that.
No, but even with him, I feel like with him, Drake still, you'll get 3:16s out of Drake.
Really?
Yeah. Drake's got a couple of joints that you'll get 3:16s.
Bro, I haven't heard 3:16s in a minute.
Yeah.
Least features.
Yeah. Kendrick got a few 3:16s. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And, but that's what I'm saying. He's one of those dudes,
yeah,
bro. people are going to listen to your 316s.
Yeah.
You have a following. Yeah, people are going to appreciate the 316s.
Yeah.
But by you doing a minute like this, bro. Mm-mm. Not it.
Shit was still fire to me.
Not it.
They can't afford the sample, bro. I'm telling you, because it's owned by white people now.
Well, that's Dre shit.
He sold it.
All right, next up, Greater with Ari Lennox.
You skipped the Big Sean one?
No. Yeah, I did.
That shit was fire, too.
It was all right, bro. It was all right. All right. Or Go-Go, that was okay. Just Face It was okay. Headhunters with Westside Boogie and Cause, that was dope. Jack with Dreamville Hurricane, Buddy, and Aunt Clemens. That was dope. Hate Me Now was smooth. Talk to Me was okay. Lay Up with Sid and Sir from TDE. Another one.
You like the 12, huh? You like the Lay Up?
No, Lay Up when it was okay. It was okay. I ain't even gonna lie to you. It was okay. Now this one.
Which one?
This one right here. Now if they would have had Dame came out to this,
I'm sold.
Niggas with a whole lot of problems. I'm finna make it to the top from the bottom, burying the bird in the bottle. Mama said she finna get the bell to get the Bible.
Dame would have came out to this, bro.
You can let it sing like the bullets in a rifle, or anything to take a nigga title. Shit. Guess I'm an un-American idol. I guess I'm another nigga they lied to, turned a blind eye to. So in that meantime, I'ma grind till I find you. Pull up on your set like tape decks, remind you. I've been in my prime, I had a fine tune.
And it correlates, and what I mean by him coming out to that, it correlates to the movie where
it does.
Him getting out of jail, he's grinding. Yeah. And then in the scene, he was all like, bro, I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
J.I.D. said the line, I'ma grind till I find you.
Yeah.
It correlates. It definitely correlate.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Bro, fucking correlate, bro. Yeah. And then, and I ain't even gonna lie. Bro, Tia Rack, she chopped this nigga.
Hold on, let me get a tight grip. Every time your fans see me, they ask to take pics. Been a head of my class since I was grade 6. If it don't make me money, it probably don't make sense. I'm so good at making you second guess yourself.
What?
I be smoking niggas and it affects me. Sit with it up, shift it up, quick with it. Baby, you should sit with it, cherish every moment. I bury my opponent, they can't believe I wrote it.
Yeah.
I be going half, stir, wrote it. Had a soul or you sold it. I'm bloated and devoted. Once they let the sink in, they gon' all say I floated. You need to work harder if your money can't be folded.
Yeah.
Better when you know it.
Yeah.
Why would you compete?
Ooh.
Really, I be chilling. Cause I'm known to overheat. Oh, you said you smell something.
Must be the feast. Now if they would've had this nigga Dame come out to this, I'm sold.
Yeah.
I'm fucking sold, bro. Like, fucking sold, man. So right after that, fire. Like, me, hands down, that was like me being honest. Other than Culture, this is my favorite track on the soundtrack. In the Room. Shadow with Kalani. Smooth. Burn Bridges, Luke Cause, Reason, and Aaron Ray was all right. Heavy as a Head with Baby Rose was all right. And then Blood, Sweat, and Tears with Bossy, Black Sheriff. Now, here's my issue with the soundtrack. We all know Creed 3 was coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
From seeing the previews and everything. Mm-hmm. Why would you drop the soundtrack the same day the movie come out? Bad marketing, bro. Now, if you would have dropped it a week before, or maybe the week of, and what I mean by the week of, Monday, you let that marinate, people are going to be excited. People are going to get hyped. So when they lead up to the anticipation, a lot of people are going to come out and see the movie more, even though he already did numbers. But this could have been a time, okay, your artist is getting shine. I'm not saying, like, this soundtrack was, like, super trash, but it's very mediocre at best because of the marketing behind it. You know what I'm saying? Then a lot of people, I'm just saying, oh, it was fire, but we know how Dreamville roll. We know how they roll. You got these people. But when it comes to your marketing and putting shit out, it's bad rollout, bro. This always been their problem. You know? always been their problem. And then somebody said, well, we ain't had a good soundtrack.
I said that.
We both said, I even said that. And then somebody was all like, well, they didn't, when is the last great soundtrack we had? Black Panther.
Yeah.
And yeah, and Black Panther. 5 years ago. Yeah. Yeah, that was a couple years ago. But before the movie came out, we got the soundtrack a week before. Mm-hmm. And I'm all like, you have joints that are memorable on that. All the Stars.
Yeah.
Paramedic with SOB. King Shot with Kendrick Lamar and Travis Scott. Yeah. King's Dead with J-Rock and Future.
Yeah.
I mean, you got hits on there.
Yeah.
You really got hits, but this I'm just all like, come on, man. Cole.
But see, that's the thing. I don't know if it's in Cole's hands. It may be in the movie company hands.
Well, it says Dreamville, so
yeah,
as a consumer and as a fan, this is all on you. This is all on you, bro.
Uh-huh.
Dreamville.
Okay, you listen to the whole thing from top to bottom.
Yes,
is there any movie scenes in the middle of them? If there is, that's probably why it didn't get put out early.
And the only ones, and this is my gripe with it. Okay, we heard the track, The Watcher, on the movie. We heard the Big Sean.
Yeah, we
but
did.
But like what we said, there were other good tracks.
Yeah.
Like even Culture. Culture could have been an opener.
Yeah,
it could have been an opener.
Yeah.
An opener of Dane getting out or him riding the bus. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. I'm watching a movie. You're not showcasing the talent and the music behind it. You only highlighted the niggas that we know.
Yeah.
Highlight the people that we don't know, bro. Like, that ain't it.
Yeah,
going back and even like with Dane coming out. Don't get me wrong. God bless the dead. Nipsey Hussle all day. But come on, man. Like, you have Dane come out, the two Nipsey Hussle tracks.
Two of them
where those two spots could have been highlighted from the two songs from this soundtrack. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then when they played, and then what really pissed me off, they did play the track that we enjoyed, the Tierra Rock and J.I.D., mm-hmm. but they played it so low where he was in the boxing gym. Like, you could hear it, but mm-hmm. barely hear it. Mm-hmm. I'm all like, bro, y'all wrong for that.
Yeah.
Y'all wrong for that. And it's like, for us as consumers, and even like, we knew we was going to review this soundtrack. We catch all of that shit. Mm-hmm. We catch every single shit of that, bro. So I was just all like, what I said, the soundtrack was not bad. Mm-hmm. I just wish the talent would have got showcased more throughout that movie. We all know who Cole is.
Yeah.
We know who all know who Big Sean is. And Big Sean is not on Dreamville. We all know who Ari Lennox is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We know who Nip is. But it's just these certain artists. Like, the average consumer, like us, we're hip-hop fans. So we're going to know who J.I.D., Earth Gang, mm-hmm. Luke, Kaz, Amen, and Boss.
Yeah.
But the average consumer, they don't know who they are. And this is why I always say, people always get mad, oh, you always bring up TDE. But here's the thing. The average consumer can name you every single member from TDE.
Do you think that? Every single member?
Yes. J-Rock, not too long ago, when Pusha T and Drake was beefing,
uh-huh.
J-Rock slid through with Win, 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 and that was played throughout the whole...
Oh, no, that was a great album.
Yeah. The whole NBA.
Yeah. King of Edwards, too. Yeah.
Everybody definitely know who SZA is.
Yeah, they don't know Soul.
Right. Soul is getting there. That's one...
Okay.
Soul is one person versus fucking four people I just named. Everybody knows Reason.
Sir, they know Sir?
Yes, Sir just did a fucking overseas tour. Everybody know who Schoolboy Q is.
Right, that's okay.
Yeah.
Name another one.
Yeah.
Isaiah? But
yeah. Everybody know who Isaiah is.
And why do they know him?
Not because of that gang shit, bro. Not because of the gang shit. But these are people these are people we just named that holds a bigger name than Earth Gang.
Right, Earth Gang for sure.
Kaz and definitely Omen. When the last time we heard some shit from Omen?
I don't even count him as a rapper, though.
He's a fucking rapper.
Ain't he like a producer or like some shit like that?
But he's still a rapper. That nigga's still a rapper. Fucking Kaz is still a rapper. Luke just came out with a fucking dope album, I want to say about a year and a half ago, but no push behind it. Niggas don't know who Luke is.
Cause, right?
Niggas don't know who Cause is. Mm-hmm. And then what mess? And then this is the one that definitely pissed me off. Bossy should be in the same position where Schoolboy Q is at.
That kind of makes sense. Yeah.
He should be at. Like, for real. And he has great music. And Milky Way. I felt like Milky Way, that was his fucking prime album to put him out there, because Milky Way got banger after banger after banger. But did Milky Way get a push? Hell to the nah. Hell to the nah. That didn't get no push. You know what I'm saying? J.I.D. Super dope lyrical person. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he should be a little bit higher than where he is at right now too as well. Hell, this nigga even said it, I want to say a couple years ago on fucking Complex. He looked in the camera and said, Cole, what are we doing? TDE is kicking our ass right now. We need to do something. And TDE haven't really been releasing, but when they do release, they hold the... It's a fucking standstill. It's like the whole world would stop what they doing for a TDE release versus a Dreamville release. And tell me I'm lying.
I think you're lying. All right, so
how I'm lying?
Give me the top three TDE artists.
Top three?
Yeah, right now.
Kendrick.
Kendrick don't count. He's not on TDE no more.
Well, yeah. Well, at the time he was.
right. So you
but
count?
Yeah,
okay.
he's still a part of that tree.
So obviously it would be Kendrick versus Cole, right? Okay.
Cole
then
bigger.
Second.
Bigger. Schoolboy Q.
Schoolboy Q versus who? Boz or JID?
Well, you could tag team both of them niggas saying he gonna annihilate both of them niggas by himself.
Okay, now here's where it get complicated. SZA or Ari?
SZA.
Okay. All right. Ask the women.
I'll ask the women. Women are taking SZA over Ari. Dog, did you just see she held the fucking Billboard for like fucking damn near 7 weeks?
But what does Ari Billboard ain't mean though?
Ari ain't did no shit like that.
You sure?
I'm positive. I'm positive.
So
and if you want to look at performance wise, oh yeah, Ari, she'll sell out the Hard Rock Cafe, but she ain't doing T-Mobile like SZA is. SZA just fucking not too long ago. SZA just did Coachella.
Ari haven't done Coachella?
SZA was a fucking headliner at Coachella, bro.
Ari's not?
She's not.
Really?
Yes, she's not a headliner. She bring them in, but she's not a headliner like SZA. SZA's name is bigger than Ari.
And so you think Sir is bigger than better than Irv Gang?
Sir is an R&B singer.
I know. Irv Gang is like the new Outkast.
But they haven't been producing. I mean, they have good music, but again, they don't get the push. Mm-hmm. They definitely don't get the push. And even like J-Rock. J-Rock definitely, he got up there. And not for none, he was the guinea pig.
He was definitely the guinea pig,
and he ended up he's reaping the benefits, and can't even lie. Everybody is excited to see where Reason's career is gonna go, because just off of There You Have It, and then Stories I Forgot, that album, fucking phenomenal. Fucking Reason alone will knock out fucking Loot and Cause together.
That's true.
So I'm just saying. Yeah. They have the bigger platform. They are putting out a lot of the content, but with them, like what I said, with them, it's more of an anticipation for them than them. The only few people that we're anticipated for is Cole and Ari. We don't get those same
JID.
We don't get those same feeling for
you
JID.
You don't get that same feeling for JID.
No, man.
Really?
Yes. No.
I think that's a personal thing, bro.
That's not no personal thing.
People are real fans of this guy.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, but that's what I'm saying. And this is going back to what I said. Yeah, people are fans.
Yeah.
But we're hip-hop fans. But the average consumer, that's what I'm saying. Okay. The average consumer don't know them. They don't know them. Mm-hmm. And that's where they're hitting the fucking wall. Mm-hmm. Like, that's that. That fucking wall that they have that the average consumer don't know them. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I hate to say it, bro, like, they gotta stop missing the fucking mark, because they missing the mark. Hell, they just did a Gangsta Grillz thing last year went bad though. But if I was him, nigga, and if you keep inviting Reason onto your shit, bro, take a couple of the blueprints. See what they over there, what they're doing, so you guys can add on, so you guys can add on to it. Cause not for nothing, I think what really, really put TDE out there right after when Kendrick did the damn tour. What TDE do?
Yeah,
Black. They went on a whole tour together as a camp. They did. No, the championship tour. And that really put them over.
Yeah.
That put them over. And I'm just saying, Cole, do a Dreamville tour. Okay, you're doing a festival, but you do that once a year.
Yeah.
Go to cities so these people can see all the faces. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they'll know who a Kaz is. They'll know who a Loot is. They'll know who a Earth Gang is. Like, Earth Gang. They'll know who these people are. But like what we said, like what I'm saying, us as hip-hop fans, we know these people, but the average consumer don't know these people. The average consumers know TDE more versus Dreamville. You know, because when you're looking at the factions, they have a bigger faction. And then not only that, they got the cheat code over there. They got a top dog and a punch.
And they also have a bigger budget.
Yeah, but they also too, and here's the crazy part. Majority of the Dreamville people
signed the Interscope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with them, they're everywhere. Yeah. Jet Rock is on Warner.
Yeah.
Fucking Isaiah Rashad is on RCA. Yeah. This person on this label. So They got that shit monopolized. Yeah, like for real.
Like when Wu Tang did it, yeah.
Yeah, bro. Like absolutely. But going back, like what I said, like the soundtrack, like it's not bad though, but the marketing has to be better. Hell, nigga. I'll step in and fucking be their A&R. I really would. And I'll tell them in their face, like, be like, yo, I fucks with TDE heavy, but I like y'all. But yo, the reason why I want to help, because I'm tired of you motherfuckers missing the mark. Y'all motherfuckers should be at the same level of stardom as TDE. And not only that, though, going out there, getting your own fucking deals, getting shit done for yourself. Like, prime example, Schoolboy Q. We know Kendrick is like big top dog, big dog. Like, you know, even though he's not there no more, but that's his brother. Schoolboy Q, oh, this nigga got over here playing in PGA golf tournaments.
Yeah.
Nigga, Nike, he's an official sponsor for the Nike golf line. Why these niggas in Dreamville, they need to get these shits like this. Okay, the only person we see, Cole. Cole is at Puma.
Yeah.
Puma really popping like that? We fuck with Puma? Well, we don't really fuck with Puma like that. And the only reason why we kind of started fucking with Puma again is when Nipsey Hussle was over there at that time. That was it. Let's just be honest about it. You know?
Yeah.
So that's for me, I want to see. This ain't like, you know, people going to think, oh, this is no hate. I want to see them niggas win, bro. Because, like, when you think about it, and one of these days we got to do an episode on there where we're talking about all the factions that we grew up on. Listen in, Pearl Era, gone. ASAP. ASAP Mob, gone.
Yeah.
MMG, gone.
Yeah.
Our Future, gone.
Young Money,
gone.
Yeah.
All of these factions that we enjoyed in those that mid-2000s, gone. And the only two that was left standing, TDE and Dreamville. Mm-hmm. But now you got the Jack Boys on the rise.
Yeah, yeah.
They're on the come up.
You got Griselda still.
Yeah, Griselda. Yeah, but when it comes to like major factions, them the two. And I mean, like, yo, like what I said, bro, soundtrack wasn't bad. Wasn't bad. It's a few that I liked, a few that I didn't like. But when it came down to the push and everything, I just wasn't feeling that, bro.
Yeah.
Like, their marketing sucked.
Yeah.
It sucked. You know? So, I mean, that's my thing. And I know you felt with the soundtrack though, but am I wrong for feeling that when it comes to their marketing? Like, it was just
far as the soundtrack. I think it's more things involved with that, because I think they just did the soundtrack and they handed it to the movie studio and they did what they did with it. That's what I think.
Okay, that could be fair too. But also too, when you're in positions like that, you could have been pushing it. Could have been like pushing that shit like real, real tough. Real tough. Could have, and even to that, like, songs were done. They could have like what Cole did with the Dreamer's Revenge. You could have gave us like one, two songs here or there before the whole soundtrack came out. And then that would have been like, oh, Dreamville doing the soundtrack. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, when we look at Black Panther, fucking the first song that we got before All the Stars, we got King's Dead. We was like, yeah. We are King's Dead. Yeah. We was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
We was like, oh, shit. We think, like, we getting some bonus shit from Kendrick Lamar? But then when we look, found out, oh, Kendrick Lamar is executive producing the Black Panther soundtrack. We like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that gave us some excitement, you know? Definitely some excitement. But other than that, though, y'all, soundtrack, for me, it was okay. You know, certain things could have been better. I fucked with Culture. I definitely fucked with In the Room because I felt like that's Dame's theme to me.
Yeah, that makes
definitely
sense. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely Dame's theme for sure. So, yeah, Check the Wrong. Wasn't bad. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Definitely wasn't bad, though. You know, but I'm just happy we didn't trash anything, though, this week. We definitely didn't trash anything. All right. It's about that time. Let's get into it. Classic
now
Corner.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classic.
All right, let's get into it. It is, man, 1996.
Give it. If you ain't smoky, ain't your motherfucking.
And if you ain't never seen this movie,
give me the message.
I suggest you check it out. Education of Sonny Carson.
I never seen that.
No, but this is a fire movie.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, the man.
When it come out?
Like in
the
70s.
But I ain't got no fucking time
yeah.
to play with you.
Hey.
Now give me the message.
Willie's in Warwick, doing 1-3. Told me to tell your motherfuckers to keep cool. He be out one way or another. Quick. Maybe I can stick around for a while.
No, that's out, man. You know, what can we, the Lords, do with a punk like you?
Kiss my ass, motherfucker.
Burn.
Just me and you, motherfucker. Just
me and you.
I put trademarks around your fucking eyes.
Right when I come on,
right.
It's the intro to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt, no doubt. This Wally Chan cat.
Gambino niggas who swipe this, deluxe rap cavaliers, bitches who still biz, give them this. Sit back, jollying. My team be gaming like three cup rallying. Drugs, Somalians, quallying. Knitted rap, stay crocheting.
Get the ghost face.
My microphone in three verses, weigh a ton of slaughter.
Oh man.
That was the best fucking
wildflower.
You know what I'm saying?
This one was my favorite because this show, Raekwon, who he really is, I was like, yo. This nigga Raekwon is a monster.
For my dedicated niggas who love this shit. We doing this like this. Word up, what's the phenomenon? Carry on, dog. Tranquilizer. Hey, yo, moving on these niggas like they yo, so yo. You know how we go, ship them out like Perico. Fine, protégés off top, connect and lock a building. Four Dalla Walla niggas building, saving the children. Come on now, check out the view like an ocean front. Slow motion and cunt, taking what we want. You know it, kid. Asiatic, colon power like a craftmatic. You like your fish fried or batter, that day he ratted. Check out the rubies from Guyana, just skiing in Atlanta. Making some
power moves out of Savannah.
Yeah, rock them niggas like jury. Arabics moving blow. Like aerobics, that's when it slows it. Yeah, that means it's no one effect. I'm hitting you, I'm hitting Buddha.
We are the G-O-D.
It's screwing, we canoe and claim they do this.
Bro.
Baseball hat, doing forever shit like pissing out the window on turnpikes, robbing niggas for levers, like swiping on dirt bike. Bushy mellow like Vaughn Harper, radio barber, murder sleepaway camp, the fly lady champ, the arsonist who burn with his pen regardless, slaying all these
nigga.
Yeah,
nigga.
This shit stands to this day,
nigga.
Let me tell you, that's the first time I ever heard Iron Man.
Really?
Yeah, when you sent it, yeah. I'm not a big Wu-Tang fan, bro.
Bro.
So when I played it, I felt like I was in New York.
Bro.
With the Wallabies on.
Bro. Bro. And here's the crazy thing, bro. All of these niggas, that's what, like, and you know what? People might get mad at me for me saying this, but I'm going to just go ahead and say it. Like, Tribe always been, like, my number one.
Mm-hmm.
But just watching not only the TV show, but the backstories, yeah. but, like, listening to their albums, yeah. I'm just going to say it. Wu-Tang Clan is the greatest rap group of all fucking time.
There's nine of them. I would hope so.
Yeah. and if anybody else think otherwise, yeah. I will argue you. And this is a nigga that's coming from who is very West Coast biased. I love N.W.A., but N.W.A. is not the greatest hip-hop group of all time. Wu-Tang is the greatest hip-hop group of all time because what name a group that you know, like what you say, that has nine niggas, their albums are always either going platinum or double platinum, can branch off and do solo careers, and their fucking solo careers is just as good. All nine of them.
All nine of them?
Yes.
Damn.
Nine of them. Then they all got heaters. Method Man got bangers.
Well, yeah.
Ghostface got bangers. ODB got bangers. Mm-hmm. Fucking GZA got bangers. Like, mm-hmm. like all of these niggas
you
got...
Name the other four.
Got, I mean, RZA.
Respect the deck?
That, yes. Bobby Digital. Bobby Digital, RZA.
I don't know who Bobby Digital is.
That's RZA, but that's his alias name. Okay, yeah, okay. yeah. Bobby Digital.
Master Killer.
Killer, yeah. Master Killer got some... Yeah, yeah. Master Killer got joints. But, nonetheless, my Classic Corner pick is the debut of Ghostface Killer.
Yeah.
Motherfucking Iron Man, bro.
Well, see, here's my problem with them. When they do a debut album, it's not really their debut album. It's all... It'd be like three of them motherfuckers on it.
Yeah, because...
On the front cover, too.
That was just them because you know the relationship that,
yeah.
like, Raekwon and Ghost had. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But... This is what I like about the Wu so much. Mm-hmm. They were willing to help each other throughout their albums. Like, you know what I'm saying? ODB, you know, had them on there. Fucking Method Man Takal, where he's battle rapping Raekwon called Meth vs. Chef.
Yeah, I know that one. Yeah, I know that
Meth vs. Chef.
Yeah.
Like they were really, even though solo shits, but they were really helping each other out. Mm-hmm. And that's why I admire them so much, and they're the greatest group.
Who got the best debut album?
Bro, that's a fucking tough one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Iron Man is fucking dope.
Yeah, Iron Man, yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Iron Man
is fire.
Yeah.
But I might have...
For Cuban Links, I can't get into it.
That's the one. Only built for Cuban Links.
The OBD, OB...
Return of the Dirty. Yeah, that's a fire one too. Mm-hmm. Takal is a
source.
Liquid Swords.
Yeah.
It's a fire. Yeah, and I just did Liquid Swords with my boy Marion.
Yeah.
Shout out to my boy Merz and over there at the Family Mart podcast. But I'm gonna have to go with Raekwon.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one. But this one,
I keep hearing about that one.
This one, Iron Man.
Yeah, Iron Man, yeah.
Debut.
Iron Man, yeah.
Yes, Ghostface Killer, October 29th, 1996. It was produced by a fellow Wu-Tang Clan member, RZA. The album music draws predominantly from blaxploitation films and soul samples. Other than solo debuts, the group members, Iron Man contains references to the Nation of Gods of the Earth. Singles, All That I Got Is You with Mary J. Blige.
If
you never heard that song... That song is a tearjerker for real. And the video behind it is dope. Daytona 500. One of my favorite hip-hop rap videos of all time. Other than Busta Rhymes, Give Me Some More. And the only reason why I like this video so much, they took characters from the Speed Racer cartoon and had them rapping.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so,
I didn't see that.
Yeah, so hence the song Daytona 500.
Okay.
Ghost Racer, his brother Racer X and everything. Mm-hmm. Okay. The visuals on that was fucking amazing. Motherless Child. Iron Man peaked at number two. Woo! At the Billboard 200. It was certified platinum, you know, and many music critics have praised the album for Ghostface Killah, Imaginative lyrics and RZA's production style with Reverend M, one of the greatest Wu-Tang solo albums. I'm not mad at that. You know, of course, Peak Position, Billboard 200, number 2, U.S. R&B hip-hop album, number 1, year in, and it peaked at 50, year in, and of course, platinum, bro. Fucking platinum. This is the shit that y'all niggas don't want to talk about, bro. Like, bro, and I keep telling motherfuckers, when people ask me, what was the greatest years of hip-hop? I only have three. Mm-hmm. Three great years.
96
is one of them. Mm-hmm. 91 is one of them. Mm-hmm. And 93. 96, 91, and 93. Greatest hip-hop years. Honestly. Really. But this right here, oh my God. Like, yo. Ghostface is a threat. Is a fucking lyrical threat. You know, and every track was just, he was just going in and in and in. I just loved the back and forth between him and fucking Raekwon. Yeah. And then they turn around and do it again on Only Built for Cuban Links.
I thought Only Built for Cuban Links came out first.
I think it was first and then this was later. I want to say this was first. Yeah, definitely was first. And then that was later. But I just love this album. This album was just amazing. And then, like what I said, this motherfucker, when it comes to this Marvel shit, he's a real Marvel head.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Tony, aka Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Like, he's a real head, and this is the reason why we love Wu-Tang so much. Like, they're dope lyricists, though, but also too. They drew influences not only from Marvel Comics, fucking Kung Fu movies, martial arts and everything. Mafia. Yeah, Mafia movies, 70s Black PlayStation movies, you know, movies like Superfly, Truck Turner, JD's Revenge, you know, in the intro, The Education of Sonny Carson, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Those type of movies, man. So, I mean, this was just fucking phenomenal, bro. Like, for real. Did you like it?
Yeah, like I said, I'm not a Wu-Tang fan. And like I said, when I pressed it, it didn't sound like a Wu-Tang album. And that's why I said this was, to me, is more listenable right now than Only Built for Cuban Link. That's why I questioned you. I was like, you think this is the best debut album? And I like it because he didn't use Kung Fu, like, intros or interpools. He used Black Extortion, like you said.
Absolutely though. But you guys, fucking Ghostface, Iron Man. Yeah, listen to this. I suggest you go listen to this. For real. Not even gonna lie to you. This album was just fucking phenomenal beginning to end. And I'm kinda happy I really picked this as for this week's For Classic Corner. I can't even front. Like, this is dope. Super dope. All right. It's about that time. Man, I enjoyed this with you, bro.
You say that every episode.
Yes. Yes, it's about the time because you got to get up out of here, nigga. Nah, man, you know we got into all the good shits, you know. Creed breaking records. Melly Mel with that bullshit.
Yeah.
That dumb shit. Nike going after everybody.
Yeah, for real.
Creed 3 soundtrack and fucking Iron Man. You know, Melly Mel need to be like that fucking Frozen song. He needs to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go. But also, too, we just want to just say thank y'all for supporting. You know, we always going to keep the content rolling. Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Rate, subscribe, leave a comment. Tell a friend that tells a friend that tells another friend. Go ahead and follow us on IG, too. You know what I'm saying? We always here. We ain't going nowhere, baby. But until then, this is your boy, Skeeter Steve.
It's your boy Dom Cruz.
Ho.
Right, ho, add the ho. And make sure y'all go listen to the Reviewing Rebels podcast.
Yes,
YouTube launching in a couple weeks, maybe.
Yes, Reviewing Rebels. Yeah. You want this one? Yeah. You love movie and flicks?
Yeah.
Them the guys to be and go to. So, yeah, you won't be disappointed. But, yeah, later on, so we out.